This is Ozarks at Large. Of Arkansas's 75 counties, 37 are dry, meaning they don't allow the sale of alcohol. Efforts are underway to get the wet-dry issue on the November ballot in some of these places, including Craighead, Faulkner, and Saline counties. A new report from the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas analyzed the economic impact of legalizing retail alcohol sales in these three counties. Kathy Deck, director of the center, says the report was produced for Our Community, Our Dollars, a group working to give residents in these three counties the chance to vote on the wet or dry issue in the fall. Deck recently stopped by Studio 123 to tell me more about this report. Now, oftentimes with data, when you're looking at data, you look at data that already exists and you tell me what that means. You look for trends. Here, it's kind of a hypothetical because they aren't wet yet or haven't been wet. And so how do you approach that sort of looking for what impact this would have, not knowing what impact it would have?
Well, we had a bit of an assumption, and all economists make assumptions about all kinds of things. But one of the assumptions we made is that the people in these counties are pretty much like the people, average Arkansans everywhere. And we know that on average, Arkansans spend $191 a year on liquor and wine sales. They spend another $150 a year on beer sales. And so if we assume that the folks in these counties are, in fact, acting like demographically similar people throughout Arkansas, we can assume that they're actually already spending money on retail liquor. And this just gives them an opportunity to spend that money closer to home.
So what were some of the numbers that you looked at? I assume you dug into some things from the census because the census always has so much information.
So we looked at overall liquor sales in Arkansas. We looked at overall beer and wine sales in Arkansas. We looked at population demographics and income and all kinds of things that allow us to know what people look like. And then we used an economic impact model to understand what it means when you make sales in a particular place. It doesn't just have an impact on that particular sale, but it makes its way through the community as that dollar gets turned over and over.
And when trying to measure this, how did you decide what areas to look at to prove an economic, impact?
So we looked where we can find data. So we can find data at the county level. We can find data at the city level. And when we talk about tax revenues, those are going to happen at the county and the city level. And so we also used regulations as we know them. We know that there can't be but a certain number of packaged liquor sales per county, per city. It depends on every 5,000 people you need at least that many in your community to have a store, for example. And so we used all of the things that we know to make what we consider very, very reasonable assumptions about the kinds of sales that are actually already happening. They're just not happening within these counties right now.
Okay, so the assumption with this would be that if these counties were wet, that money would just move back to this county as opposed to the neighboring county where this person is probably already spending this money.
That's correct. So we didn't have to make any heroic assumptions about that suddenly people would start buying all kinds of alcohol and substituting away from other sales. We tried to get a sense of how much they would already be spending if they look like typical Arkansans.
Okay. And how do you look at the economic impact? Did you narrow it to, jobs that would be created by these stores or?
Sure. So we used a traditional economic impact model, the M-Plan model. And so what happens is when you make a retail sale, you only get the retail margin on that. So we know that, for example, the liquor is not being produced in these counties. There are all kinds of parts of the production process and the economic process that aren't happening in these counties. So you just look at the economic impact of that retail margin. And then, of course, these retailers are going to go out and they're going to hire people. Those people are going to go out and spend money in their communities. But that bit gets less and less and less as it goes on. And so when you put all of those impacts together, you're able to calculate a multiplier effect and understand what the economic impact is going to be on a community.
So what did you find in this report?
So we found that it depended upon the county. Obviously, these three counties have different economies somewhat. But the overall economic impacts were likely on an annual basis to be somewhere between around $10,500,000 and around $12,500,000, depending on which county you were looking at. And it was going to create, again, on a yearly basis, around 150 jobs in each of these communities, 140 to 150, depending on which one you looked at.
Was there anything that you found that was surprising to you?
This is pretty straightforward stuff, actually, from an economics perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so We know that, again, liquor sales are happening already. We know that beer and wine is being sold across the state. It's a much bigger market than folks realize sometimes. And so this is really just a redistribution of the geography of where these sales are going to take place.
You mentioned it being straightforward. To me, from my layperson standpoint, it does seem pretty straightforward in the sense that, you know, you don't have liquor stores, but if you have liquor stores, it's a reasonable assumption that somebody's going to use them. And so it's going to produce more money than there is right now because there aren't any.
That's right. And so there are other impacts that we would like to talk about, something like that liquor stores are part of economies that have other attributes. They may in fact be part of the modern economy. It might be something that folks who the creative class or whatever you want to talk about look for in a community if they want to live and work there. Those kind of impacts are very, very difficult to put a number on. And so we acknowledge that those kinds of things exist, costs and benefits of that nature. But we really tried to stick more in line with estimating those sales that are a little bit harder.
Absolutely. It's something that someone might use at some other point to say, you know, well, if you have these things, you know, you might be more likely to have more nighttime venues, which could draw more people and things like that. But that's just outside of the scope of what
that's
you did.
That's really outside the scope of what we were able to calculate. And I don't think that it's really that practical to put that kind of a number on the economic impact.
Absolutely. So what does this report mean going forward? How can this serve people better, or how can this be useful to someone?
I think that this impact is just another piece of information. So I think it's important to understand that these economic activities do happen. They're just not happening in these particular places, in these counties, in these cities. And this just gives a magnitude for what those sales might look like and what the counties and the cities could reasonably expect to see if these initiatives pass.
And like we said, there's a lot of assumptions happening here. So when you have something like this where you know, your report says that, you know, millions of dollars could be made that are not being made right now, do you sometimes have to caution people that you're saying there's no guarantee that this is what will happen? These are just...
I should take you around with me. There's always a caveat that there's no guarantee. Again, I think this provides a very reasonable and conservative estimate as to what the numbers might look like.
Right. And I wondered if you just had to... People get so excited seeing numbers sometimes that when you're looking at this, that I wondered if you as a researcher have to caution people. Now, this is just an assumption. This is a projection.
Right.
This is no guarantee.
We used all kinds of assumptions. As I mentioned, mm-hmm. we looked back at 2013. Obviously, 2014 is not exactly like 2013.
Sure.
But we use the best available data to make, as I say, good estimates using good standard economic principles, and we feel pretty comfortable with them.
Has the center ever done something similar to this before?
We have. We looked when Benton County was looking at going wet. We did a similar type study. We basically try to understand what the sales are going to look like. We also talk a little bit about construction impacts. There could obviously be some new facilities, but those are kind of one-time impacts. You build the building and then it gets added to the property tax rolls.
Sure.
and such.
Now, with Benton County, you did the projections of what that would be, and it has gone wet. Have you guys done any research to go back and see how your numbers compared?
We haven't followed up exactly yet to see if the numbers were correct.
I didn't know if that was something that you did. Or
we like to go back and make sure that we're not making assumptions that are entirely wrong. But we haven't seen the full impacts yet of Benton County being wet. It hasn't actually been all that long, so we'll have a chance to get all of those data and look back pretty soon now.
Okay, is that something to look forward to there? And when comparing those, how can that be helpful to you moving forward?
Well, obviously, as we do these studies in the future, the better our information is, and the better our assumptions are, the better the end product is going to be, and the better the information for the broad public is. And that's what our mission is to give the public good information. So it obviously is worth examining those assumptions all the time.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Kathy Deck, the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. She recently stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss a new report that analyzes the economic impact of legalizing retail alcohol sales in Craighead, Faulkner, and Saline counties. The full report is available online at cber.uark.edu.